For the second time in their franchise history, the Tampa Bay Lightning have made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one against the Chicago Blackhawks is tonight at Amalie Arena. Likely watching that game from somewhere is astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who is a noted hockey fan. But that is not Buzz Aldrin you may have seen in the front row at Lightning home games. WSS Mark Hayes takes a look at Tampa Bay's newest media celebrity.
It's game three of the playoff series between the Montreal Canadiens and the Tampa Bay Lightning. During timeouts, Montreal goaltender Carey Price is being taunted by a man wearing an astronaut costume standing in the front row. The image is caught on camera for both American and Canadian TV networks, and a star is born.
Carey Price getting the treatment from the astronaut here.
Well, the dancing continues here at the Amalie Arena. I'm betting that guy's going to be about 10 pounds lighter by the end of the night.
Suddenly, the world wanted answers. Was this some crazy fan? Was this the new Lightning mascot? To find out, we went to Matt Salmon, director of broadcasting for the Lightning.
The Lightning astronaut is not a crazed fan, is not a crazy mascot. There is something sinister and marketable about him. Yes, it is marketing in its pure, sinister genius format.
The astronaut was the brainchild of Ben Mollick. He owns a company that makes Bluetooth speakers. In fact, if you look at pictures of the astronaut, he's wearing one. Mollick pays for those expensive front row seats and for a club-level suite.
I had asked if the astronaut can show up to one game. Some of the people on the partnership side thought it was great, you know, bring him out. But as soon as they mentioned it to building staff and security, all of a sudden some concerns came up. So I actually brought the suit the day before the game, had somebody put it on, sit in the seats to make sure it doesn't interfere with other fans, because they didn't know what to expect.
The person inside the costume doesn't speak to the media. There's a good reason for that. Because the spacesuit is hot, uncomfortable, and, well, aromatic, different people, mostly Mollick's employees, share time in the costume. Matt Salmon remembers that first game.
My first thought was, good Lord, they went through with it. And it was just very surprising to actually see him in the front row and just sitting there, and everyone's going, why is there an astronaut in the Amalie Arena seats?
When he sat next to the bench, next thing you know, I started to see tweets, Instagram pictures. It got out of control. I remember Sports Illustrated, USA Today, Washington Post. I mean, there's so many online blogs, and somebody was saying Tampa was down by 2 goals, and they came back and they won because they saw inspiration in the astronaut. He was their lucky charm. He got the assist on that winning goal. He should get the third star for the game. All kinds of things like that. And one of the key things between all the articles I read was, we hope he's around for the playoffs. And right then and there, we decided that we need to make sure that the astronaut does show up for the playoffs, as difficult as it may be, as valuable as those seats may be, you know, in the resale market. As you can imagine, I can turn around and sell those for, you know, a good amount of change.
Mollick isn't kidding about that. A quick check of StubHub.com shows seats several rows behind the astronaut are listed at just a few cents under $12,000 each per game.
It was one of those things that we said we got to do it just for the fun of it and for the fandom and just the luck factor, and that's what we've been doing.
What happens to the astronaut at season's end is still up in the air. Maybe Mollick will renew those expensive seats and continue to pay people to wear the costume. Maybe the Lightning will make him some kind of deal to become part of the organization. Maybe both sides of the partnership will just move on. But in the meantime, you'll see Ben Mollick's astronaut dancing in the front row with the Tampa Bay Lightning just one small step away from the Stanley Cup. Mark Hayes, WUSF 89.7 News.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight at Amalie Arena. There is a video of that dancing astronaut on our website, WUSFnews.org.